Good morning, boys and girls. I don't know any of you. Do any of you know me? I bet there aren't very many people that know me in this church. But that's okay, because you know who does know me? Jesus. Yes. Did you know? If you don't know me, you probably don't know this, but I'm a princess. Are any of you princes or princesses? Are you? Raise your hand if you are. Do you know how you can become a prince or a princess? There's two ways. Can anybody tell me one way?
That's why sea monkeys die.
We're not talking about sea monkeys. We're talking about princesses. Tell me how one way is. Well, yeah. There's two ways. One is to be born a princess or prince. What do your daddy and mommy have to be if you're born a prince or princess? A king or a queen, right? But there's one other way you can become a prince or princess. Anybody think of the other way? You can be adopted. Two ways. I'm an adopted princess. I'm not a real born into a king or queen. I was adopted by the God of this universe. The best way. I want to tell you a story about another princess. This is Princess Sophie. And I'm going to get my new friend here to hold this for me so you can all see Princess Sophie. I'm going to tell you about Sophie. My husband and I live next to some neighbors who take in kitties who are having a hard time with life. Sophie was one of those. Sophie was living outside. She had some kittens, and even though she was a very, very young cat of her own, she took care of her kittens as best she could. Well, one day, some raccoons came and got her kittens and killed them all. I didn't know Sophie then, but I'm sure she was really, really sad. Our neighbor found out about it and brought Sophie home. They had to go on a trip, so they asked us to take care of Sophie while they were gone. Well, the only place Sophie knew was our house. So she became our cat. So she was adopted, right? Mm-hmm. Because we kept her and brought her into our family. Well, at first, Sophie didn't know us at all. And she was scared. But after a little while, she started trusting us a little more, and she wouldn't hide. And then once in a while, she'd come and sit on our laps. And then she started bringing in things like crickets and moths. And last night she brought in a big old worm. Sometimes lizards. Once in a while she'll bring a mouse. You know why Sophie does that?
Maybe because she likes mice.
They move. But she brings them into our house because she knows we took her in and we took care of her. And we loved her and we fed her when she didn't have a home of her own. She didn't have anywhere to go. And so she became Princess Sophie. Did you know that you are also princes and princesses? Do you know why? Because if you are children of God and He is King of the universe, you're His children. And that makes you a prince or a princess. How many of you would like to spend time with God as His children? I would. Will you pray with me? Bow your heads with me. Dear Jesus, We have children here today. We have adults here today that want to be your children. We want to be princes and princesses in your kingdom forever, so that when you return, we'll throw our crowns at your feet because you are the rightful one. And it's only because of you that we have that privilege and honor. We thank you for what you've done for us, Jesus. Put a Sabbath blessing on each one of these children today as they go home and into their lives. Let them look to you. Amen. Boys and girls, as you go back, would you pick up the baskets?